Hi guys, so welcome back to Kingsmaker Season 1 Episode 2. We are going to discuss about sales and marketing for startup. In the last episode, if you see, I outlined the whole year planning that I do when I first join a startup. As a first hire, implementation of sales marketing processes, as well as many other things that I think should be in the sales marketing process of the startup. So we're going to discuss about this book. If you guys follow me from the first episode, there's many that we're going to run through, but for today's episode we're going to run through about the sales process. Do take note that sales process is refined over the months, and as well as we always relook on the possibility to optimize the sales funnel in order to decrease the cost of acquisition per customer and show that it's a smooth processes from the time we close the customer, from then they use and they pay. It has to be the shortest amount possible, amount of time possible, which equal to cost. So in my notes here, I break down into pre-sales, sales and post-sales. For pre-sales, I actually break it down to lead generations, qualifications, intel, as well as data management. For lead generations, what I do when I started this is that since my target is cafe and restaurant, it is only natural for me to run through review website from Blogger, Flock. In Singapore, it would be like Burple, Chope, Daniel Food Diary, Seth Louis, The Smart Local, and many others. It could be from YouTube, website, Instagram, or all type of social media. Through here, I know the list of the restaurant and cafe that is in trend. And not only that, the idea of running through all these social media and online lead generations or lead discovery is that if I found it to be the first few ranks in Google, which means there's a lot of people searching for it, a lot of traffic. So if we close them as a customer, PR is possible, because let's say restaurant A has a lot of attentions this month through all this blog and review, and they are our customer. We can always use that for our next sales and say that, hey, this cafe A, which is very famous and popular right now, is also using our service or product. Second one is intel. Intel is basically knowing more about the owners, the story behind the brand, the outlet itself, and even the managers, and for me, it's down to their family if possible. I want to forge a strong relationship with all my customers personally, not as just B2B. And then the third thing is qualifications, because at this point of time when I sell this product, it is at $99. I have to make sure that I have to qualify the leads for those people that are willing to pay $99 per month. And not only that, because we try to solve a back-end problem, we have to figure out who have this kind of issue in back-end. And typically, if they have a lot of supplier, a lot of menu, and they have very little staff working. So I'll let you guys know more about how I do all these steps. If you have any questions, feel free to leave in the comment sections below. The last one, of course, is data management. Data management is very important. If you pay attention and be faithful to the small things of administrations, it will help you to save costs and easier to close customer in the future, because there's traceability, there's journey, and you always know at which stage these leads and customer is. So because of this, I think through what I need. Of course, as a tools, I need a CRM, which is customer relationship management. At the point of time, we discover a few. In the end, I come out with proposal to my boss that I want to use HubSpot because they have a great content and it's free in the beginning, and there is a lot of guidance, user guide, and use case. Of course, because of HubSpot and CRM and all this, data management administrations, I can do predictive sales, which a lot of boss want, even investor wants that. And then for the last few parts that I try to do is that I want to try to align our marketing and our sales effort as close as possible. So let me discuss with you that in the future. After pre-sales, which is the first step, the second step is the sales itself. So the first thing I thought of is collaborations. How can I collaborate with other partners that have a similar target audience but is not our competitor? So for example, at the point of time, there's Uber Food, there is Foodpanda, Deliveroo, and all these delivery service. Their target audience is restaurant, right? So if we can offer them a prospects and leads, and in exchange they can push our name cards or our software to them, that would be amazing. Even supplier POS system is a great partner for us. And then I also think of how do I do outreach once I get all these leads. Of course, the first one is I do calling. It's a most traditional way of doing sales, telemarketing. So I call one by one with a script. I can share with you the first script. Here is it. So, hi, my name is Wilson. I'm calling from this startup. We are currently serving over 50 F&B outlets, like brand A, brand B, brand C. So they will ask, oh, so what do you do? Who are you looking for? So I will say, oh, we simplify your procurement process for F&B, digitize the invoice, and make sure you can track your costs down to every single line item. So I will just continue with, I will just need 5 minutes of your time to make sure you are right fit. I want to make sure that this can help to lighten your workload. So what's your current process for purchasing this? At this part, I'm trying to gather intel. So the second question I'll ask, do you call the supplier, do you fax them, do you text them, or do you WhatsApp them? How do you currently do your order? And then how about invoices? Like when you receive the order, the supplier will give you invoice, right? So what do you do about it? Do you scan it? Do you put it aside? Do you wait for your accountant to come once a month? And then the next one, oh, so how many supplier do you have? Typically our customer is 20 to 30, how about you? And the last one, have you ever browsed through catalog of SKU? Catalog SKU is basically a list of items of every supplier. So they sell thousands of items and they have this book and hard copy. It's very hard to find item that you want. So I ask all these questions because this is what we solve. And they will answer all those questions, and I feel when it's qualified, I say, can I schedule a meeting with you maybe tomorrow afternoon, like 2 o'clock? Or maybe if you are busy, you can do like Thursday at 4 p.m. It is very important when you do sales or arranging a meeting, you give a specific timing. Don't let them choose the timing because they will say they are busy and everybody is always busy. But you give them a timing, they will typically choose, oh, 2, I'm not free, how about 4? So that's how I do it. I can discuss more about more email marketing as well as telemarketing in the future. And then at the same time during sales, I start preparing a one-page contract to just make sure they are close, they agree to be at a point of contact and stuff like that. The last step after pre-sales sales is post-sales. So for post-sales, I make sure there's a customer engagement, there's analytics, and of course the most important of all sales process is customer retention. So I give coachings. So not only that, I teach how to use the software, but I teach them and share the experience of my other customer on how to better operate their restaurant and cafes. They really love that. They can even share their point to me, and I take note of all that and share with other people. And then I'll give them incentives. So for example, you buy them coffee, or maybe I give them vouchers, like $50, $100 of supermarket vouchers, and tell them that, hey, thank you for using us. And if you have any friend that want to use this software and you think you can help them, feel free to let me know. If he use it, I will more than happy to give you some incentive or referral. And then I will have analytics. So this analytics is really very important. Analytics not only to measure on what kind of features to develop, but at the same time on tracing who are going to drop, who is going to churn. So at this analytics, I will list down 5 to 4 metrics that I will always measure daily or weekly to make sure if there's a drop or increase of a certain numbers, it is a red flag for me. And then I will revisit them and make sure they didn't drop. I'll share with you all this in details in the next episode. Thank you for watching this video. See you in the next episode. And glory be to God, we are King's Maker. And you will be King. And let's be King together. See you on the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.